We're going to talk about the foundation. That's our topic. The foundation. What we need individually is a new awakening. A solid foundation to anchor our hope, life, as a matter of fact, our entire future upon. When you know the meaning of life, the true meaning of life, then and only then is life worth the living. If you've not yet found something worth dying for, then you have not yet found anything worth living for. If you've not yet found anything that you are willing and ready to die for, then you have not yet found anything that you ought to be willing and ready to live for. So we need to know the meaning of life. This is the foundation. We need a foundation. We need a single focus. We need a real and a true and a genuine goal. We need an ideal. We need a core purpose. We need to know the real meaning of life. We need this foundation. This is a must. And why is it a must? This world is ending. I didn't say that this world is getting close to the end. I said that this world is ending. We are now in the ending of time. We are now in the ending of this old doomed world. All upon the face of the earth cannot help but see the troubling signs of the times. The signs of the times are a reality. They are right before our eyes. We cannot help but see them. They're no longer just theories or Bible prophecies or things that have been foretold. We are now experiencing them. We are now seeing them. They are constant. They are rampant. The signs of the times all upon the face of the earth cannot help but see, and they are very troubling. The Bible foretold what is now happening all over the earth. And most Bible prophecy from the scripture has clearly been fulfilled. Wars. Nation rising against nation. And when I say wars, I'm not only just talking about nation against nation, but I'm talking about internal strife, civil wars. The people rising up against their governments. It's everywhere. Earthquakes, famines, pestilences, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, wildfires, causing mass destruction, costing billions of dollars, and killing in the process hundreds of thousands. Crime globally is an epidemic. We have another global epidemic. It's immorality. And to cap it all off, we find ourselves in the midst of a global financial crisis. And this global financial crisis is caused by something called greed. The Bible calls it the love of money. Money is not evil, but the love of money, the Bible says, is the root of all evil. Governments taking the wealth that should be shared and distributed among the people and hoarding it for top government officials and certain among the rich class in their societies. Big business all over the world is nothing more, nothing other, nothing less than organized crime. And oftentimes it functions under the law, protected by the law of the land. We are in a situation in this world, and we need a foundation. When God himself walked this earth in human flesh, he said in Matthew 24:8, all these are the beginning of sorrows, all of these signs of the times. They're but the beginning of sorrows. And in the midst, we need to notice this. We need to notice this, folk. In the midst of this global financial crisis, mankind and the earth itself is in the process of self-destructing. Under such circumstances, in light of such realities, we need an anchor. We need a new awakening. We need the true foundation. We need to be possessed by, and we need to possess, the true meaning and purpose of life. And so now the question arises, what is the meaning and purpose of life? What is this foundation? We find it very clear and very simply stated in the Bible. In John chapter 17 and verse 3, the Gospel of John chapter 17 verse 3, we find stated, and these are the words of Jesus. These are words spoken by the mouth of God in the flesh. And we read, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And we want to take a moment and linger here, because we want to be very clear. By God's grace, we want to make an effort to explain what God in the flesh has related to us in this text. I want you to know today that there is a difference in knowing God and just simply knowing about God. Too many in the world and in the religious world claim to have religion. They claim that they love the Lord. They profess high professions. They have a head knowledge of certain doctrines and theories. But there's a difference, a distinct difference between knowing about God and knowing God. God is a person. God is a being. He's sovereign. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. But he is a being, a living being. We have to know God. You know, the rulers in the church in Christ's day were well aware of all of the doctrines. They taught them. They were aware of the theories that the Bible taught, and those were true theories. They were aware of the laws of God, and they called themselves keeping the laws of the Lord. They kept all of the ceremonies. They kept all of the rituals. They were the teachers of the Word of God. They had a legal religion. They knew all the rules and regulations and went about to keep them. They knew the written word. But the problem was they did not know the living word. They were not born again. They knew about God, but they did not know God. They had a head knowledge of facts that were true, but they didn't know the author of those facts and truth. They did not know God. And so it is today. Too often, all throughout the world, human beings don't know God. We're talking about the foundation. With all that we get, we have gotten nothing if we don't get to the point where we know God. That is the foundation. That is the true meaning and purpose of life. That is life eternal. The Lord said to us, this is life eternal. This is life eternal. He's explaining what it is. He's defining what it is. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. We must know God. I want to turn over to Genesis chapter 4. I want to look at verses 1 and then verse 25, because these verses illustrate to us in a practical way what is meant by knowing God. It's more than just a head knowledge. It's more than just an acceptance of facts that may be true. It's more than theory. Let's read these texts and see how these texts use the idea, the concept, the word know. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. And the Bible says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Now I want to read verse 25. And it says, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Now, what we want to do is pinpoint what the meaning and application of know is. You see here in these texts, it's pointing out to us that biblically, spiritually, know means more than just a head knowledge. It's pointing to something personal. It's pointing to something intimate, ultimately intimate. It's pointing to something that has such a depth of intimacy that from it automatically springs fruit and results new life. You see, when we're talking about knowing God, we need to understand it in the practical sense. Knowing God, beloved, must be experiential. The spiritual meaning of it is something that is spiritual intercourse. I'm not talking about sexual intercourse. I'm talking about intercourse with your God. I'm talking about intercourse on a spiritual level. Spiritual intercourse with God, during which God implants his seed into your soul, from which springs new life. That's the process of being born again. That makes you a new creation. That makes you a son or a daughter of the living God. To know God means to be intimate with God. It's a personal thing. It's a personal and intimate relationship that goes on an ongoing basis. It's consistent. It's continual. And it produces in me a new being that is strengthened and that is enabled to live a life that is obedient to God. A new life that begins to reflect God-like characteristics. To know God, that's the foundation. Knowing God. Infinitely more than just knowing about God. People can claim religion. They can claim they know the Bible. But if they don't know God, they do not have anything. We need this new awakening. We need to stand upon the real foundation. We need to realize that with all that we get, we need to know God. That's the goal. That's the focus. That's the real and genuine ideal. That's the core purpose. That's the meaning and purpose of life. That's the meaning and purpose of the Bible. That's the meaning and purpose of religion, true religion, to know God personally, realistically, intimately, experientially. That's why it says in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. In all these things I delight, saith the Lord." The Bible says, God says, that there's only one thing that is worth bragging about or boasting about or glorying in. And it's not riches. It's not that I have great wisdom. It's not that I'm mighty and I'm powerful and I'm influential. It's none of those things. There's but one thing that we ought to glory in and boast about and relish and cherish. And that is that we know God. We have a real relationship with God. It's personal. It's real, it's intimate, it's experiential. It occurs constantly. I know his voice, I know his touch, I know his presence, I have his spirit. We must know God. We must have that type of testimony, but it must be a living reality within the soul temple. When we look at it carefully, we learn when we investigate to see what the New Testament is and what the New Covenant is, we see that the New Testament, the New Covenant is to know God. Not just know about God. Not just have information about God. Not just know the facts, the true facts that are taught in the Bible. But to know God. That's what the New Covenant is. It's real. It's personal. It's intimate. It's experiential. We must know God. I'm going to read what the New Covenant is. The Bible says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. And I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Praise God. We see clearly from the Word of God that the New Testament, the New Covenant, is to know God. All shall know me, God says. Not just the pastor, not just the bishop, not just the preacher, but all, from the least to the greatest. That's what the covenant is. That's what God's desire for humankind is, that they know him personally, one-on-one, individually. They must know God. That's God's desire. That's God's plan. That's God's will. And that is a must for you. That is your foundation. That is the meaning and purpose of life. That's the meaning and purpose of the Bible. That's the meaning and purpose of all true religion. On that you must stand. That is the new covenant, the New Testament, to know God. Do we have this? Do we stand on this foundation? Do we know God, or do we just simply know about God? Do we know him personally? Do we know his voice? Do we know his touch? Do we know his presence? Do we have his spirit? Do we, on an ongoing basis, have experiences with God? Do we know the God of heaven? Do we know the person? Do we know the living word? Not just the facts that are recorded in the written word. Do we know the living word? Do we know the person? The word who is the person. Do we have that reality, that living reality within us? That is the foundation. God help us. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, which art in heaven, Lord, give us this new awakening even now. Bless us to experience a new and a living and a real and very experiential relationship with you. Bless us to know you, Lord. Make this our goal and our ideal. Make this, Lord, our core purpose, our focus, our foundation. And then, Lord, set us on this foundation that we might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. You open the door. Bring us to yourself. Reveal yourself to us. We cannot by searching find out God, but it is your will that we should know you. So now bring us to you. Reveal yourself openly to us, that we might know you. This blessing we ask in Jesus' name, and we ask in faith, we ask in confidence, because we know it's your will, and we thank you in advance, for the process has already begun in us. Lord, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.